Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swatner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the latest in the Iowa legislature.
Thank you, State Senator Julian Garrett, for joining us back again for our biweekly interview. One of the things that I think that you were proud of in talking about what the Senate did was broadband access. Tell us a little bit about what recent action the Senate took and what that means for local residents.
Yes, this has been a big subject of discussion for quite some time. With the COVID going on, I think it's even made us more aware of how important it is that everyone have broadband access. So we passed in the Senate House File 848, it amends the Broadband Facility Expansion Grant Program, and this will allow the state to bring high-speed broadband to more Iowans. One of the goals is to expand broadband to underserved areas by matching taxpayer money with private funds to make expansion affordable. As you can imagine, if you're in an area where the homes are some distance apart, it's more expensive per home then to lay the cable and to make the broadband available. So the state is setting up this program then to help fund that. It's been kind of compared to the rural electrification process years ago when electricity was brought to rural homes, and this kind of resembles that in a sense. This particular bill doesn't fund the program. That'll be funded in a budget bill. And so it goes to the governor for her signature, and I'm confident she'll sign it. As your listeners probably know, we are working on the budgets, but we're not done with that. We don't have final figures yet, but this will be one of the things that we'll be working on as we go through the budgeting process.
Well, another thing that I saw that you brought up was free speech. I think specifically for about schools and universities in the state. Talk about what that means and I guess why the Senate felt that you needed to take action on that.
Well, there have been several incidents that have been brought to light here recently among different universities and schools where students have been disciplined or at least threatened with discipline for expressing their opinions that were maybe not popular opinions with the university administrators or the faculty. And so this sets up a process that if someone feels that they have their free speech rights have been violated, they have a process that they can go through so that this can be remedied, and it really protects everybody. Someone who violates, who is found to have violated First Amendment rights of a student is subject to a hearing before the Board of Educational Examiners. One of the things that I like to remind everyone when we're talking about free speech really doesn't matter much if people are talking about something that you agree with or expressing opinions that you agree with. Where it really matters is when people are expressing opinions that you don't agree with. You don't need First Amendment rights for things you agree with, but they become very important if particularly the authorities, whether that's governmental or whatever it is, where they have different opinions as to what an individual has, then First Amendment rights become very, very important.
All right, and then one of the last things that was on, I guess, what the Senate had been taking care of was tracking rape evidence kits. Talk a little bit about what that means for local residents and I guess the entire state is a very important issue that I think the Senate tackled.
Yes, and this was my bill. I guided it through the Senate. What it does, the bill sets up an automated sex abuse evidence collection kit tracking system. That's kind of a mouthful. In the Crime Victim Assistance Division of the Attorney General's Office. And what this does, it allows victims, county attorneys, and other entities with custody of test kits to track it, to keep track of where it is. And kits will come from the state criminalistics lab, and healthcare providers will be required to use them along with labs and law enforcement personnel. They're required to document the location of the kits within time limits so that people can keep track of where these kits that contain this very important evidence are located. The kit will be coded so that it doesn't contain information that would actually identify the victim, but victims and others can keep track through their coding. And the law does provide that a victim can request test results and track their kit anonymously and receive updates, and it also provides that victims must be notified if the kit is disposed of. As we all know, these are really horrible crimes, and I was glad to play a small part in helping to improve the system for keeping track of them. I expect your listeners may recall that over the last few years, there's been some discussion about how some of these some of the evidence in rapes and sexual abuse has kind of sat around in labs for a while and has not been processed, and so we're making a lot of progress excuse me, on that, and this bill, I think, will help us a lot to standardize how that's done and to help us keep better track.
Thanks to State Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com or podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.